continue with Tashlumei Geneva on Sunday, Shirubi at 11 o'clock. Today we'll discuss aspects of Parsha Shoftim, especially the mitzvah of Minu Hadayon. This is a sugi in Sanhedrin and after Zayin and Beis, where the Gemara's Doresh, the opening pasuk of Shoftim Vishotrin, Titin Acho B'chol Sharecha. The Gemara is bothered by the following, that the Torah uses the term of Bisharecha and also Lishvotecha. And therefore the Gemara tells us that there is a chiyuv of establishing Batei Dinim B'chol Shar V'Shar in every city, and also L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. That is the view of Tanakama, Sanhedrin Tezayin Mudeis. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda apparently disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda comments that Echad Mamuna Al Kulam. There is one Bezdin that oversees every other Bezdin. Shenemar, as the Torah tells us, that Titein L'cha. And that is the reference to Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So Tosfos is immediately bothered by an obvious question. What exactly then is the Torah telling us that it's necessary to have a Bezdin L'chol ir ve'ir and L'chol shevet v'shevet? After all, if every city is obligated to have a clear Bezdin, so certainly that will mean that there is a Bezdin that represents a particular shevet. In what sense is this dual halacha, ir ve'ir and shevet v'shevet? So Tosfos comments that it's possible to envision a single city that is divided into two Shvatim. For example, Yerushalayim, which was partially in Binyamin and partially in Yehuda, and therefore it's not merely sufficient to have a single Bezdin because of Ir, but it's necessary to have two Batei Dinim, one for Shevet Binyamin, the other for Shevet Yehuda. So therefore Tosfos writes, in normal circumstance, you have a Bezdin of Echol Ir V'Ir. In the more unusual case, where you have a city which is divided, then it's necessary to have a Bezdin of Echol Shevet v'Shevet as well. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah in the very beginning of Parsha Shoftim cites this Gemara and tells us, V'lo yadati pirush davar zeh. What exactly does this mean? As the Gemara tells us, as Rashi writes, Shemoshivin Bezdin, B'chol Shevet v'Shevet, and also B'chol Ir v'Ir. So the first possibility that the Ramban writes is exactly as Tosfos, that if you will have Ir Achas L'Shnei Shvatim, and he gives you the example of Yerushalayim, Binyamin, and Yehuda, therefore it's necessary to have two Batei Dinim in that particular city. And then the Ramban writes a further great Chiddush, Yitachin Afaresh, a further possibility, that perhaps there is a hierarchy of Batei Dinim even within a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Even though in terms of the minyan hadayanim, kulam shavim, you don't find that there is a difference between the bezdin shabi'ir, which is chav gimel, as opposed to the bezdin shel hashevet, but nonetheless, it is a very different quality of bezdin. That bezdin shel oso hashevet, that was gedolim v'hem b'chofmo u'v'minyan. Those were the greatest dayanim. They would be part of not the bezdin shabi'ir, but they would be part of the bezdin shel also Hashem. So therefore, even within a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, there is a lower Bezdin, so to speak, Sanhedrin Tan of Chav Gimel, Shebechol Ir V'Ir, and then there is a central Bezdin, Sheba also Hashevet. And then the Ramban continues. What exactly is this role of the Bezdin Shel Osho Hashevet? After all, there's certain halachas that require a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, but for that, you can utilize the Bezdin Shel Osho Ha'ir. What is the need of the Bezdin Shel Oso Hashevet? The Ramban writes the following. That number one, Koach HaKfiyah, that we can insist that a particular group of Balei Dinim will be judged by the Bezdin Shel Oso Hashevet. If I, for example, will desire that I don't want my Din Torah to be heard by the Bezdin Shel Oso Ha'ir, but I insist that it go to the Bezdin of Oso Hashevet, I certainly have that right to go ahead and to do so. And then the Ramban writes that what happens if the lower Bezdin has a suffix and somehow they cannot resolve that particular diyun in such an instance, then they will go the next step, which is the Bezdin Shel Oso Hashevet. And then the Ramban writes even a greater Chiddush, and that is the Koach HaTakana and Koach HaGzeira, that Bezdin of Oso Hashevet has Koach HaTakana regarding that particular Shevet. And the Ramban writes, Vahu the Shevet, that Bezdin relates to a particular Shevet as Kzeira Sanhedri Gdola Al Kol Yisrael. That's the analogy of the Ramban, that this Bezdin is to that Shevet as Bezdin HaGadol is to all of Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban refers you to the Sugyan Horios and Daf Hei Amar Aleph, where Mara quotes the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says that, let's assume, for example, there is a Shigigas Horah. Let's assume that Beis Din HaGadol will issue improperly that something that one would be otherwise chayiv kares or chatos is mutter. So in that case, if individuals of Knesset Yisrael will follow, they don't bring an individual carbon chatos, but rather a carbon is brought as parham dapar shel tzibur. Rav Yehuda creates the following chiddush, that the same is true legabei oso hashevet when it comes to the Beis Din of that particular shevet. That if horu Beis Din shel echad min hashvatim, in such a case they are chayiv a carbon, comparable to the case of a parham dapar shel tzibur. So this is the chiddush that the Ramban writes. Qualitatively, this is a very different type of Beis Din, even though in terms of its makeup, it has chav gimel dayanim, similar to that of b'chol ir v'ir. It is interesting in the following, that the raya to this chiddush of the Beis Din shel oso hashevet, the Ramban writes, is that sugin horios and davei, that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda's mentioned, the sugyan centered up to Zion with Beis, is the one who is Doresh Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Mamuna Al Kulan Shnemar Titen Lacha. Rabbi Yehuda seems to comment, no, it's not necessary to have a Bezen Shal Oso Hashevet. It's sufficient to have Sanhedrin Gdola, even though Rabbi Yehuda is the one in Horios who maintains that there's a special Chiv Karbon on the Bezen Shal Oso Hashevet. If you look in the Yad Ramah, in that Sugi and Sanhedrin to sign with Beis, the Yad Ramah writes the following Yiddish. When Rabbi Yehuda comments that Echad Mamuna Al Kulo, to what extent is it that he is disagreeing with the Shita Sachachamim, the Shita Tanakama? Here the Yad Ramah writes the following Yiddish. All Rabbi Yehuda maintains is this is not part of the mitzvah of Minoi Hadayanim. The Lashon of the Yad Ramah is Mahani Milu the mitzvah. Avol Rishus, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Moda. In other words, what is the mitzvah of Minyan Hadayanim? The Chachami maintain that that mitzvah includes B'chol Ir V'ir, as well as B'chol Shevet to Shevet. And in response, Rabbi Yehuda says that is not necessary. One would fulfill the mitzvah of Minyan Hadayanim, even if there is a Bezen Shel Oso Ha'ir, without a Bezen Shel Oso Ha'Shevet. But Rabbi Yehuda does agree that if a Bezen Shel Oso Hashevet is in fact established, then it has a very different role than the Bezen of Chol Ir V'ir. That's the Chiddush of Yad Ramah, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is not diametrically in opposition to that of the Chachamim, but rather what you term as a mitzvah, I label as a Rishus, but nonetheless it is considered to be included in this concept of Bezen Shel Oso Hashevet. This chiddush of the Yad Ramah, that even Rabbi Yehuda maintains that is a reshus, even though it's not included in the mitzvah of Minyan Hadayanim, perhaps can be utilized to explain the shita of the Rambam as well. Because when you look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, there the Rambam tells us the mitzvah of Minyan Hadayanim. The Rambam tells us when he enumerates the mitzvahs, the first mitzvah is Limnos Shoftim. What is this mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoftim Titan Lecha B'chol Sharecha? The Rambam begins with the Sanhedrin, mitzvah saseh shel Torah, limnos Shoftim v'Shoftim v'chol Medino Medina v'chol Plach u'Plach, shenemar Shoftim v'Shoftim Titan Lecha B'chol Sharecha. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of Minyan Hadayanim to have Shoftim v'chol ear v'ear. And the Kesef Mishnah is bother. The Kesef Mishnah cites the Gemara that tells us that not only are there shoftim b'chol ir, but even the chol shevet v'shevet, and the Kesef Mishnah writes, v'tzarech tam, lama hishmitu rabenu. Why is it when the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Binyan Hadayanim, the Rambam writes b'chol ir v'ir, but the Rambam does not mention l'chol shevet v'shevet. And the Lechem Mishnah tells you further to look in the Rambam in Perakei Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Sanhedrin. There, the Rambam writes that who is it that appoints these Bati Dinim? This is done al yidei Bezen HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadolah. And therefore the Rambam writes, Perakei Halacha Aleph, Ein Mamidim Melech, Ela Bifnei Bezen Shal Shiv.